Alyssa Milano, The Red MAGA Hat is the New White Hood. By Jerome Hudson on January 21, 2019. Actress and leftist activist Alyssa Milano smeared the millions of Americans who support President Donald Trump and wear his Make America Great Again hat, equating them to the racist killers of the Ku Klux Klan. The Red MAGA Hat is the New White Hood. Without white boys being able to empathize with other people, humanity will continue to destroy itself, Alyssa Milano said Sunday in the wake of a viral unedited video, which showed a clash between several Covington Catholic High School students and a Native American activist at the March for Life in Washington, D.C., on Friday. The mistress's actor finished her statement saying, "First thoughts when I wake up." Milano was merely part of a full-fledged media-fueled public flogging of Covington Catholic High School students, specifically Nick Sandman, who Native American activist Nathan Phillips accused of acting in a threatening manner toward him. However, more video emerged and contradicted Phillips' account that Sandman and his peers were the aggressors and appeared to show that Phillips approached the MAGA hat-wearing students aggressively hammering his drum in their faces. Breitbart News reported. Phillips also told the Washington Post he felt threatened by the teens and that they swarmed around him. But the full video makes it clear he had approached the students, who were already there, rather than the other way around. The Gateway pundit also pointed out that Phillips had been involved in similar confrontations before. The rush to judge and viciously condemn these teenage students was swift and unrelenting, as Breitbart editor-at-large Joel Polak reported. The mayor of Covington, Kentucky, the school, and the Catholic diocese condemned the students' alleged behavior based on the viral video and media reports. The school and the diocese also announced that the students involved faced expulsion. Hollywood celebrities called for the students, all of whom are minors, to be doxxed, that is, to have their personal information released online, or even punched. And 24 hours after CNN and other mainstream media outlets reported the doctored version of the encounter, NBC stuck with fake news about Catholic teenagers viciously harassing a Native American activist, Newsbusters reported. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.